The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz along with Dan Neverna. He is a financial consultant serving northwestern Ohio. If you live in Toledo or anywhere around the area, Dan's office is in Perrysburg. Very convenient for you. You can check out his website at danneverna.com. But the all-important thing that I'll give you now is his phone number. That's 1-800-373-9715. 1-800-373-9715. Dan DeVerne has been doing this for a very long time. We would love to help you. He's helped so many individuals and families and couples all over the area here. 800-373-9715. We'll give that number again just a little while here. And ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Dan DeVerne himself. Dan, good to be with you again this week.
Good being here, buddy.
Well, we got some really interesting things to talk about today, and I know lots of times what you do is all about relationships, building relationships with people over the years, and I know you really enjoy that aspect of the business. We often talk about what it's like to become a client, but today, let's take a moment and talk about what it's like to be a client. When somebody has been a client for many years and they already have a solid retirement plan in place, what do your discussions look like when you get together with those folks for regular periodic reviews?
Well, we always have an agenda. We like to go kind of through. We look at where things are at today, where they were in the past. So things that some things that have done well, maybe other things that haven't. We look at the portfolio and make sure that we want to own all the things that we own. And if not, we'll recommend and discuss changes. We will also look at things like planning. So every year we focus on one or two different things with all of our clients and just making sure that all the beneficiaries are updated on things. We like to make sure a lot of things that don't have anything to do with us per se, that aren't necessarily invested assets with us, but making sure that everything's kind of mapped out and sharing some of our knowledge on different areas so that our clients can feel like they're in a comfortable place, not just with their investment account, but really with everything they have.
How often do you meet with your current clients to go over their situations?
Well, in our process of our client intake, we will talk in depth to our new clients about that. So some of our folks, they're going to see us a lot more at the very beginning, and that's a lot getting to know each other a bit, making sure we understand each other, making sure we understand our expectations of each other. But also, we're going to get an idea based upon what their needs are, how often we should be getting together. So some of our clients we're meeting with just once a year. I think that's great. And then other clients we're meeting with as much as once a quarter. And for those clients that are maybe into retirement, feel like for the time being, at least they need a lot more attention and to make sure that we're not missing the mark, I think that's a good situation. So this is really much like everything else that we're doing here with Creative Financial Partners. It's really custom to whatever client we're working with in this particular situation.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony, and again, Dan DeVerna, the star of our show every week. And Dan, what are some examples of ways that you've been able to help your clients in ways that might fall a little bit outside of your normal array of services?
Well, there's a lot of people that we work with here in Northwest Ohio that are not directly related to what we do. I mean, we have an attorney in our office. We have an accountant in our office. We have people that work on the Medicare, on the supplements, on health insurance. We have so many resources, long-term care, life insurance. We have people that are extended from our kind of our family here at Creative Financial Partners, but people that we trust when it comes to getting a second opinion on mortgages or banking and all those different things. We have these relationships with people, and so we try not to step outside of our lane as far as things we're experts in. It's one of the reasons that when you sit in a meeting with me, it's very seldom that it's just us. I mean, we usually have one of my investment experts with us, or we have somebody that's an expert in whatever particular situation we're dealing with that day. sitting in the room with us. So it's something that we take very serious. And anybody that says, boy, I'm a, you know, I can handle all this stuff myself, they're just crazy, in my opinion, because the truth is there's so much to this business and all the businesses that are tightly knit around it. There's just an awful lot to know. And for anybody to act like they're the expert in all those things is really just an act.
Yeah, that is just amazing because there's so many aspects to consider. And I know that what you do can get very complicated, and you're on it 24 hours a day. And basically, you know, other people, clients who come in, potential clients, don't have time to do that and don't have the expertise. And you've been doing this for a very long time. Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners is with us on the show today. As always, you're listening to the Financial Symphony. Your number to call if you'd like to leave your contact information and set up a time to come in for a conversation is 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. Go ahead and call that number now. You don't even have to wait until the end of the show. 800-373-9715. We're talking about client relationships, and certainly Dan has some great relationships with so many clients. Dan, what are some memorable victories or happy occasions that you've been able to celebrate with your clients over the years?
So I have one that just happened, and this was a pretty neat neat little discussion that I had with a client of mine, John, who's been a client of mine for over 10 years. And I remember when we were just talking, and his daughter went to school with my son. My son, Drake, is in the Navy. He's over in Japan right now serving our country. But he went to Perrysburg, and he ran track with John's daughter. And I remember a long time ago when we were planning for her college education, and he was putting money away, and we put money into a 529 plan, which did exactly what it was supposed to do. And then we put some money into another account that we said, well, this, you know, could be used for college if we needed it. But if it's not needed for college, then, you know, we could use it for whatever. And I remember that having the discussion of why we were doing that a little differently, and why the 529 plan, we wanted to make sure we weren't putting too much money in that. And this meeting, I just had it just in the last 2 or 3 weeks here with John. We got to review everything, and he said, wait a minute. So you're telling me I'm going to be done paying for my part of her college, and we're going to have more money left? It's like, I never expected that in a million years. I said, I know, you know, and I don't think any of us expected it necessarily to do as well as it did here, particularly recently. But what a neat little thing. And he's like, so I could really go do this. Like, you know, she's going to be a senior, and they're going to, you know, pay for their part of what they're doing for college. And then there's going to be some extra money for the future. And what they want to do with it, who knows? I mean, they might wait till she's getting married, or help her buy a house, or they might use it for themselves. I mean, who knows what they want to do with this? But to be part of those conversations and be on the victory side of it, and know that you had a hand in it, it is an extremely rewarding thing. And I know I didn't do that much. I just gave them a little counsel. But when things work out, it's really magical, and it makes you really, really feel fulfilled in the job. You know, I don't call it a job very often, because it's not really too much like work to me. But in this type of profession, to have some of those things, they're just grand slams where everybody wins, and it's just such a neat experience.
I guess that's what makes it all worthwhile, being able to help people, and certainly must make you feel good. Take a moment, if you would, and describe a time when something in life happened to drastically change a client's financial situation for the worse. How are you able to help that person?
Well, this happened early in my career, is the one that resonates with me. And it happened here in Rossford. I'm not going to name the names, but we had made some, what we thought were some pretty tough decisions, and the client opted for some pension options, and we recommended that we take a lesser amount of money to go to the client, because it was going to help to take care of his wife if something would happen. We also did some other investment strategies that had that same philosophy. And I saw this person, and then the next thing I knew, and it was over the course of about 4 weeks, but it seemed like it was 2 days, this gentleman had passed away. And all of the planning that we did was really important, and it was important to him that his wife be taken care of, and she was in fact taken care of, and she's still a client, and here we are, boy, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 years later, and I'm super thankful that the decisions were arrived upon that we made. And I'm super thankful, and I know that she is, for the situation and what happened. And, you know, nobody likes to be in those situations or have those tough things happen. But the truth is that we've all seen it happen. We continue to see it happen. We continue to see some of the what ifs that nobody really expects end up shaking out. So these are things that we like to try to plan for. You know, we hope for the best, but we plan for some of the worst. And in this scenario, it really, really was nice to say that we went, fell back to the plan. When everything kind of, when it hit the fan and everything seemed very open-ended to them, that we came back, sat down and said, hey, don't forget, these are the things we did. We made the right decisions. Here we are. And especially because of that short time frame, it was really, really important that we made the decisions. So if there's decisions in your world that you're not sure about, whether it's pension options or the way your money's invested now, you don't really have a true financial plan, you're thinking about retirement, or maybe you just are thinking about making a change with an advisor, or perhaps you've never even had an advisor and would like to start that interview process of finding someone that's going to work for you, give me a call. I'll give you a call back on Monday. I would love for us to sit down for a few minutes and have that conversation.
800-373-9715 is your number to call. That is 800-373-9715. If you live in Perrysburg or wherever you are in the Toledo area, call that number and set up a time when you can come in and sit down and have a casual conversation. I know you can tell from listening to the show each week with Dan DiVerna, he's not a high-pressure type guy. It's going to be a very comfortable situation. You're going to be able to come in and just sit down and talk about things. Talk about your hopes and dreams when it comes to your retirement, and it's not going to be difficult at all. And sometimes that's the hardest step for people to take, to go ahead and make that phone call in the beginning. 800-373-9715. We'll have more coming up on today's edition of the Financial Symphony with Dan DiVerna after this.
Much like the musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instruments or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, your financial maestro fine-tuned your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Don't settle for an advisor who offers a sales pitch and calls it a plan. Make sure you hit all the right notes in your financial plan.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor, and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
It's time for another Musical Connection. So, Mark Lloyd, let's talk about families and the music business. We'll call this segment of the show A Family Affair.
Yes, that's Sly and the Family Stone.
That's right. But that's the song that comes to mind when I hear somebody say something about a family affair. But in part one of our family affair discussion, let's not talk about Sly and the Family Stone, but let's talk about the Jacksons.
Oh, yes, a very famous family.
Maybe we can see what we can learn about family finances and estate planning from some of the great American musical families like the Jacksons. Now, Joe Jackson was the patriarch of the family. He doesn't exactly have a great reputation. He was really dominating and everything and tried to control everything. And same thing with the Wilson brothers and the Beach Boys. I mean, their dad tried to control everything. Michael Jackson, of course, is the most famous one of all of them. He obviously reached the highest peak of anybody in the Jackson family. Janet had a really big career, too. And the rest of the siblings were pretty talented. There was Randy, Marlon, Tito, Jermaine. Jermaine had some hit records. And there's also LaToya. I never have really thought all that much about LaToya, but you know, some of those Jackson kids were really famous and really talented. Their father, Joe, doesn't exactly have a stellar reputation as a dad, but he at least did some things right when it came to helping his kids launch a musical career. So I thought maybe you could talk today and help us learn something here. Talk about a client who did a great job of leaving a legacy to his or her kids thanks to a good estate plan.
Yeah, yeah. You know, this is my 27th year of being in this industry. So I have developed relationships, and that's what this is all about. It's about relationships. And, you know, I'm on three generations of clients. And I think back about Bill, and he was a client of mine before he moved. And when he came back, and I've always stayed in touch with him. And when he came back, he says, Mark, he says, you've really done a good job, you know, with some of the money that you had and with us. And I really want to see what else you've got and what else you can do. And he started sharing with me his total financial picture. Because we've always said, I don't have any kind of set rules on how much someone gives us. I mean, we're willing to help in any situation we can. We'll be your partner. We'll be your advocate. You know, we'll walk you through if you're a self-investor. We don't mind working with you, and we'll show you what, you know, some, you know, tweaks and things that you might want to consider doing, and we'll help you that way. Well, this particular gentleman, when he came back, he and his wife died first, so Bill was on his own, and then eventually Bill went into an assisted living facility, and that's where he died later on. Now, I already had relationships with his son and daughter and his grandkids. And I saw between the estate planning that we did, we put the legal documents together, and he had an estate tax problem back in those days, and we were able to pass it on to his kids and grandkids with zero estate tax. We were also doing a tax strategy of Roth conversions along the way, so most of the money went to them tax-free. And then the rest of the money that was IRAs and pre-tax, we set that up to where there's a little bit of tax each year, but never a big tax hit on any year. Now, how did we do that? We did that by taking the professionals that we have within our organization and putting together a strategy of an estate plan and making sure the legal documents, all the I's were dotted, all the T's were crossed, and we had good estate attorneys we were working with, and we had tax professionals we were working with to be able to put that plan together. But when it was all said and done, when that man passed away, it was his kids and it was his grandkids that were thankful for all the hard work we did in all those many years that we were taking care of mom and dad's finances. That's the truth. That's an example of a plan and a relationship that is generational, where we can say that all the hard work we did 5-10 years from now made it easier for the family later on in life. But you know, it didn't get there overnight. It took Bill picking up the phone and giving us a phone call to where they would came in and kind of shared their information with us. And it took years and years of working together. And one thing we don't do anything in a hurry. We're educators first. We give you the information that you need. We help you make a good decision. But one thing you're not going to hear here is some kind of sales presentation. That's not what we do. We inform you. And then that gives you the opportunity to make the right decision. But it did take the action. It took the time for Bill to pick up the phone and give us a call. So, Ron, share with the folks out here today how they can get in touch with us as well.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
Timing is everything, in music as well as in life. Having the right tempo and rhythm helps all the musicians and the conductor lock into place and ensures a smooth and steady performance. The same can be said for your financial future, where timing is everything. Having the right person to guide you through your financial concerto can make all the difference. Timing and tempo in life, in music, and in retirement is everything.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for the Financial Symphony's greatest hits.
Is this the real life?
Baby, I'm amazed at the way you love me all the time.
Hey, Tina, leave them kids alone.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. I'm Rod Stutz, along with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners, serving you wherever you are in northwestern Ohio. Office in Perrysburg. You can go to dandiverna.com, find out more about Dan. But the number you can call to get in touch is 800-373-9715. Somebody will return your call first thing on Monday morning, 800-373-9715. You can come in and have a conversation. This is the portion of the show we call Dan DiVerna's Greatest Hits. And Dan, I wonder if you'll take the time to tell us about sometime when somebody came to you for a second opinion, and quite frankly, they were doing everything perfectly already. You recall a time like that?
Yeah, this stuff happens. I mean, there's an advisor that recently retired, and I got quite a few of his clients. And so it wasn't like I didn't buy his book of business. It was just kind of I don't know if it was a mutual respect in that he kind of moved in my way, but it just seemed to happen quite a lot. And as we brought in some new folks from there, we would go through everything, and stylistically, we were very similar. We have a little bit more of a planning knack, so we went in and did a bunch of the planning. And so the only difference between what he had and what we ended up with was that we had a little bit more paper and a little bit more of a firm plan. But as far as the actual investments and the things that we owned, I mean, at least three quarters of the stuff that they came in with, they continue to have to this day. So it's not always a matter of wiping the slate clean and saying, boy, all that stuff you have is not good anymore. It's one of the neat things I like about our system, and that is that the things that are there already that make sense, we'll just continue to use those things, and then we'll implement some of the new ideas, new plans, and new investment things where they fit and where we think makes the most sense.
Well, it certainly sounds like this other advisor who just retired was a really good advisor as well.
Yeah, great advisor, great strategist. What he had was he always knew that he was taking care of everybody, so he didn't feel like he needed to go too deep into some of the planning stuff and give it to them. Mm-hmm. He said, hey, you're going to be fine, and they trusted him, and it really worked out pretty awesome for everybody that worked with him.
That's fantastic, and I know you have exactly the same kind of relationship with the folks that you work with all the time. Dan, thanks for sharing that story. This is the Financial Symphony. Again, your number to call to get in touch with Dan DiVerna is 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Go ahead and call that number and get a time when you can come in and you can have a conversation. Just leave your contact information, 800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Studs here, along with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. We'll have more coming up in just a moment.
Children who study music tend to have a larger vocabulary and more advanced reading skills than peers. You'll get the same effect when you meet with a local financial maestro. It's an education about the financial world that will enable and equip you to better understand how markets work and how your portfolio can work for you, and how you can retire with more peace of mind than those around you who are using tired, outdated strategies. Get on track to retire with confidence and knowledge.
In northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Flowers grow faster when listening to music, according to the National Institute of Agricultural Biotechnology. In the same way, your portfolio grows faster when listening to the Financial Symphony, probably.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. I'm Rod Stutz, along with Dan DiVerna. I am fortunate to be able to hang out with Dan for an hour here today, and I learned a lot on this show by talking with Dan as well, and I know that you learn just by listening to the show each week. Thanks very much for being here. 800-373-9715 is your number to call to get in touch with your financial consultant, Dan DiVerna, serving all of Northwest Ohio, from his office in Perrysburg. You can check out his website if you like, danneverna.com, danneverna.com. But the all-important phone number is 800-373-9715. A lot of folks will call in as soon as the show ends today, but you can go ahead and call right now if you like. Just leave your contact information, and someone from Dan's office will get back with you first thing on Monday. 800-373-9715. No obligation and no cost for that visit. We always say that there are no questions that are dumb questions. If you have any kind of a question, you can ask Dan, and he would be glad to help you with it and find the answer. A lot of people have questions about their retirement plans, but we find that they're often asking the wrong questions, and we'll give you these common questions, so maybe you can tell us, Dan, why we should be asking different questions instead. How about if somebody comes to you and they say, Dan, how much money do I need to have saved in order to retire? Why should they be asking a different question there?
Well, there's two or three different reasons as to why. The first is everybody's different. I mean, we have clients that need an extremely low amount of income, and they go, boy, I can't imagine why I would need anything more than my Social Security. And then I've got other folks who, for whatever reason, have got the middle income is how much they need, and then others that have what some would consider to be extravagant. And it really depends on where you've come from, the lifestyle which you've grown accustomed to. But the first thing we're going to look at is how much income you will need. So no other shape or form except for this is where the principles are. And you look at the income sources you already have coming in. So most people have Social Security coming in. Some folks have pensions, although those are less and less common. And then the idea of having to convert your money that's in piles of cash, whether in 401ks or IRAs or in the bank, into an income stream. So there's a lot of different things, but how much I'm going to need as far as one big pile of money, that's a tough one to answer.
Okay. How about if someone said, should I get long-term care insurance or just roll the dice?
Well, I would say that if you're going to end up needing long-term care, then it's better to have an insurance company pay for it. So if you're going to need it, then you should definitely get it. If you're not going to need it, then you don't need to get it.
Okay.
And that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because the numbers say now that over half of us are going to need that kind of care. And I'm looking at you, Ron, and you're looking at me, and I'm thinking you're going to need it, and you're thinking I'm going to need it. And the truth is that the likelihood is that one of us, and maybe even both of us, are going to need it. And the other thing that isn't always thought about, but it's not just the person that needs the care that we're worried about. We're worried about the other person, the spouse that's living in this situation and is watching their financial reserves potentially be blown through. So this is definitely something that we have to address one way, shape, or form. Long-term care insurance on its own, in the normal sense that we used to use it years ago, has just gotten very expensive. So we're using a lot of different techniques or workarounds to be able to provide the same kinds of security, the same kinds of options, and really putting front and center the planning process to be able to factor in some of the what ifs in these situations.
Dan, I know you work with so many people in Northwestern Ohio. You have so many clients, and you get asked a lot of questions by folks who come in all the time, and you enjoy meeting new people. But what about if somebody walks into your office and one of the first questions they ask you is, how can I get the highest possible return on my money? What's your response to that?
Yeah, it is. It's interesting because I think Will Rogers said later on, it's less about the return on my money and more about the return of my money. As people get older, they start to think more and more like that. But I'll tell you, if you want the highest rate of return on your money, you're going to have to move up that Richter scale. You're going to have to get more assertive. You're going to have to be super aggressive. The problem with some of the investments that are super aggressive and have super fantastic potential on the upside is in the bad years, they're going to lose a lot more money. And so we're going to factor in that risk tolerance or that pain tolerance or factor in that Richter scale. You know, we've got lots of clients that are a bit older that still seek that higher rate of return. And they can do that because they've got some money set aside that's going to cover if things are bad. They have a bucket of money that they can draw on, because the last thing you want to do, and this is a key element, is if the market takes a turn and it's not doing well and you have aggressive investments, you have to be patient with those investments. You can't just pull out, because that's going to absolutely say, I'm giving up and I'm committing to the fact that I've lost some money in this investment, and I'm not going to earn that money back. Because if you're moving from an aggressive investment that's lost money to a conservative one, it's going to take you a much longer time period to get that money back.
Okay. What if I come in and I say, Dan, where can I pay the lowest fees for financial advice?
Well, I think that there's a lot of opportunity now with the internet, and we have a lot of people that have kind of surfed the web, and they've looked around, they figured it out, and they've gone to different websites and they've done their own financial plans, and yet they end up coming to us because we've walked people through hundreds of retirements. And so with our track record, with the friends that people usually know, there's something about still being able to sit across from someone and somewhat hold them responsible, and yet also know that they're looking out for your best interest, that gives you an expert opinion. I mean, I walk through the idea of fixing my brakes via YouTube, and I'm not really mechanically inclined, but I'm really sure that I could do it. Like, it's YouTube, and they're going to walk me through the play-by-play. The problem with that is, what's at risk? You know, and when I think about, I'm going to be taking a vacation, potentially, where I'm going to be on some hills, borderline some mountains. I'm going to have my kids in the back seat, my wife in the front seat with me. And what if those brakes don't work?
Yeah.
And I would say that the brakes on your car are really important. And I would say your financial plan is really important. And so there's lots of do-it-yourselfers. And I'm not opposed to the do-it-yourselfers being involved in managing their stuff. I think it's fantastic. And I think you need to care about your stuff. But I also think there's certain times, certain opportunities, and certain businesses where it's best to take the advice of an expert that does this every single day of their life.
You want to make sure that you have somebody with expertise handling those situations, for sure. And here's another question that you probably heard a couple of million times. Dan, what can I do to pay less in taxes this year?
Well, this is – everybody's got different situations with these things. We're looking at and analyzing these types of programs. Again, we've got an accountant in our office who we work with a lot. We work with dozens of accountants all over the state, and we're constantly looking for different opportunities for tax savings. Sometimes it's tax harvesting. Sometimes it's investments that have a more tax-friendly situation. So there's lots of those little opportunities and nuances, and we're walking through those with our clients on an annual basis just to make sure that they're maximizing those tax breaks where they can get them. And also, another thing, on the tail end, we have to factor in and try to control our tax brackets as the money's coming out. So a bucket of money that's in the bank, a bucket of money that's in our IRA, a bucket of money that's in life insurance, a bucket of money that's in a Roth IRA, these all have very different tax effects. And so we're trying to map out which buckets we should be using and when to be the most advantageous for our clients. So if you're not getting that type of planning, you should be. And if you'd like to get a second opinion on the stuff that you have, if you'd like to have somebody put a little bit more thought into that original game plan and mapping out and walking through that money map process is what we call ours. And so we're factoring in taxes. We're considering how aggressive or conservative somebody is. We're looking at all the income sources, really the whole financial junk drawer. We're emptying out on the table, ironing some things out, and we're making a plan specific for you and your family. If you'd like that kind of attention, give us a call right now.
There are lots of folks out there right now poised to make that phone call. The number to call if you'd like to join that group, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number. That'll connect you with Creative Financial Partners in Perrysburg. And, of course, Dan will give you a call back first thing Monday morning, and you can set up a time to come in and have a conversation. And that's really all it is. No obligation conversation. It won't cost you a penny. 800-373-9715. One more time. That is 800-373-9715. Thanks for joining us today on the Financial Symphony. We have the request line coming up next, right here, the Financial Symphony with Dan DiVerna.
It's remarkable sometimes the emotions and feelings music brings to our daily lives. It was there for graduation, on our wedding day, and sometimes even resonates on our darkest days. So as you look back on life and remember the music that strikes a chord with you, take a moment to look forward to your retirement. Will it be a time ripe with uncertainty? Or will it be a time of joy? If you're in a spot now where you don't think your current plan will deserve that kind of celebration when you reach retirement, then it's time to get a second opinion.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
This is the portion of the show here on the Financial Symphony that we call Getting to Know You. And I know that you want to get to know Dan DiVerna as well as you possibly can. And Dan, this is a great question. I love this question. And I think you will too, because I know you like to laugh. Who is somebody that always makes you laugh? This could be a comedian, an actor, somebody in your family, whoever the case may be. But who would it be who could always make you laugh?
So I think there's lots of people, and these are people that you want to be around. You know, you want to be in the audience if they're telling jokes, or you want to be watching the movies that they have. I mean, Will Ferrell is a funny guy. There's lots of funny guys. But of all the people in my life, that the funniest is probably my son, who's 9 years old. And the funny thing about my son that's nine is he's nine, but he's one of those super-duper smart kids. So he has these adult conversations with you. And we just had one yesterday, and it was regarding my wife's birthday, which is coming up here pretty quick. And he really just stopped everything. And then he started to talk about it. Then he thought better of it, paused. We were in the car. He waited until we were out of range of mom. And he starts to have this elaborate conversation about, all right, well, now that we're in the safe zone, we can have this conversation about mom's birthday. We haven't even talked about it yet. And he went on and on about it. And it's just so funny because this little bodied person is having a more grown up conversation than I have with half the grown ups that I'm hanging around with. And I think that is really funny for whatever reason. That just strikes me to be hilarious. And I just get these big grins when I think about it. And even in the midst of when it's happening now, I'm paying enough attention to it to appreciate it.
Well, I kind of know how you feel, because he sounds like maybe a chip off the old block, Dan.
And, I don't know. And he's a lot smarter than I ever was at that age, I can assure you that.
I have a daughter now who's 25 years old, but when she was a little kid, I used to really have a hard time getting angry with her or getting frustrated with her, because a lot of the things that she did and said were like, she never did anything really bad, but a lot of the things that she would say would remind me so much of something that I would have said when I were her age.
Yeah, right.
So, it's really hard to, you know, to get mad about that, but that's really hilarious. And your son's name is?
Brody.
Brody.
Yep. And Brody's nine. Mm-hmm. And then my oldest son is 20. He's going to be 25 coming up here.
Mm-hmm.
And so they look almost exactly alike at the same age. And they had some of those same things. I remember we're at the McDonald's on Navarre in Oregon. Derek was probably eight.
Yeah.
And we go through the line at McDonald's and we get all done. And of course, there's a mistake in the order. And I remember going, oh, geez, Louise, you know, I got to pull over and I got to go get them to fix it. And he looks at me and shrugs. He goes, Dad, what'd you expect? We're at McDonald's. And I just like, I mean, I don't even think he was 8 years old. And I think back at those things and both these boys, they're just funny like that.
That's hilarious.
So, just good stuff.
Well, you're still going to have your hands full for quite some time.
No question.
Hey, thanks a lot for sharing that. That is Dan DiVerna, getting to know him a little bit better today. This is the Financial Symphony, and we'll have more coming up on today's show after this.
We all see the finished product of a music superstar, the sold-out performances, the TV and magazine covers, and the eventual acceptance speech at the Grammys. What you don't often see is what it took to get to that stage. Hours and hours of practice, the traveling, the critics, the improvement. All those little details happen in the background without us noticing. And you know what? Your financial maestro puts together a financial plan for you in much the same way. They make the process easy for you on the surface, and you'll get to marvel at the finished product, your plan. But don't forget about the all-important details and effort that are going on in the background to craft your financial masterpiece. And remember that your plan should be a thing of beauty.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for another musical connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
Well, it's time to talk a little music again. It's the Musical Connection. And Mark, let's talk some more family talk here. And what I have in mind this particular time is Hank Williams and Hank Williams Jr.
Oh, Bo Cephas.
Yeah, maybe we can learn something about family finances and estate planning.
Yeah, he had a pretty good gig on Monday Night Football for many a year.
No
kidding. Doing the intro. You remember that?
Are you ready for some football?
Are you ready for some football?
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, my favorite Hank Williams Jr. song is All My Rowdy Friends Settle Down.
Yep.
And Hank says, and nobody wants to get drunk, get loud. Everybody just wants to go on back home.
Why do you drink, Hank? Why do you roll smoke?
Well, you know, Junior was not, he got it honestly. Junior wasn't even 4 years old when his dad died, but as Junior says himself in another song called Family Tradition.
That's what I was singing for you.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. His kind of music and mine ain't exactly the same. But he still successfully carried on the family legacy of country music stardom. He got good genes, that's for sure. Many would say that Junior's success is only because of the fact that his dad was famous in the first place. But even if that's the case, and I don't think it is, but some people may, I think Hank Jr. is pretty talented. But even if it were the case, he has absolutely made the most of his name. What can we learn from that?
Well, you know, back in the day, when the CMA Awards, he won Entertainer of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like it was back to back to back.
Yeah.
I mean, he seemed like he was winning every year. So he couldn't be a slouch and win Entertainer of the Year. He put on a good show.
Yeah.
And like you said, it was genetics. He could sing and he could sure play a guitar. So, you know, he had maybe the name got his start, but he had to perform in order to be able to keep it going. And I'm telling you, there are situations out here, clients that we've had through the years that done a great job of stewarding the wealth that they inherited, kind of like the genes that Hank Williams Jr. inherited. Kids of our clients, like I said earlier, who's now we've got some doing a great job managing the wealth. And I'll use the example that I used before. I mentioned Bill before. Mm-hmm. Well, Bill's daughter and Bill's son has done a fabulous job. Now, keep in mind, there was enough money going on to that family where Debbie was able to make the decision to be able to retire when she wanted to. So, you know, that's really what it's all about. Sometimes it's about us saving the money and making sure that our nest egg is going to have enough in there to retire. And sometimes we're blessed and we inherit enough money to be able to retire comfortably. But you know what? What I tell folks all the time is we don't want to rely on an inheritance. If an inheritance happens, it's extra. It's gravy. But in that case right there, I saw where because of all the hard work that was done on Bill's estate plan, we were able for his children to be able to inherit the money and be able to live comfortably, and she was able to make the decision to retire. You know, one of the hardest decisions for many folks anytime when they're getting close to retirement,
what's that?
Is when to pull the trigger. When can I finally afford to be able to retire? And I have folks coming in all the time, Ron, that think, you know, I'll ask, when would you like to retire? What's your retirement date? You know, when's your target date? When would you like to retire? And I get this answer so many times. Mark, I don't think I'll ever be able to retire. And you look at them and you think, it's sad. Because in some cases, they're tired. They want to get out of the stress and the rat race and the headaches of working every day and the stress that comes with these jobs nowadays and trying to get every little bit out of you in that 40 plus hours that they have you. And you get to a point where I just can't take it anymore and I don't know if I can afford to retire. Well, maybe there is an inheritance coming your way, but let's assume there's not. And it's all about living off of what you've saved. I can't tell you how many people we've had come through these doors, and when we put them through the financial roadmap and we show them, we can in fact show you the numbers. We can show you how if you want to retire, you can. If the decision is yours, the ball is in your court, and we can show you through looking at your expenses, looking at inflation, looking at how to diversify the money and how to create income to replace that check that you're going to lose when you retire, how to optimize your Social Security to get the highest check. If you are blessed to have a pension, how to maximize that pension check and get the highest check. And we can show you how you, in fact, can possibly retire now and not have to wait. Just don't automatically assume you can't retire. Sit down, spend an hour, and look at the numbers with us, and we can show you basically if you can or can't. And give you that report that shows you whether you can or can't. It is worth your time. I promise you, you'll get value and you'll get good information that you may not have known, and you'll learn something through the process. But you've got to act. You've got to be willing to take the time and pick up the phone and set an appointment. So, Ron, tell them what they need to do to get that done.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
Wherever you go, there I am. Following, lurking, slinking along, continuously nibbling away at your hard work. I'm the Hidden Fees! Don't be afraid of hidden fees in your portfolio. Come in to meet with your financial maestro for a review of all the fees in your current plan. Let us see if we can eliminate those pesky hidden fees!
In northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, and I am fortunate enough to get to hang out for a while with Dan DiVerna. Dan DiVerna, your financial consultant for Northwestern Ohio, wherever you are. If you're in Toledo, if you're in White House, if you're in Perrysburg, wherever you are, then call this number, 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. Important thing is to go ahead and get on the calendar, and you can come in and have a conversation with Dan about your situation. It'll be a nice, pleasant conversation. You can talk to him about your hopes and dreams for your retirement. Different people want different things for their retirement years, and this show is all about helping you get ready and helping you make sure that you can be stress-free and not have to worry about outliving your money. Dan DeVerna can put together a plan for you, and that's so important to have a plan. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Your number to call for the Financial Symphony, Dan DeVerna, 800-373-9715. Dan, we have some great questions that have come in this week on the request line. If you're ready to go, we'll start answering some of these questions.
I'm ready, Ron.
Got a question here from George in Maumee. George says, my wife is retiring earlier than we expected because of some medical issues. She's only 56 years old, and we had planned on her working until about 62. Do we need to quickly shift her 401k into more conservative funds since retirement for her is suddenly here already?
Well, I would tell you, George, that you should make sure that this is part of a plan. And what I mean by that is the first question that any advisor is going to ask is this money that's in her 401k currently money that you're going to need to get her into retirement now? So is this money that you're going to have to take out before 59 and a half? And that's a magic number. And there's really two or three magic numbers when it comes to retirement plans. I'm going to talk about two of them right now. 59 and a half for traditional 401k plans is when you can are allowed to have access to your money. The second one is 70 and a half. And at 70 and a half, you need to take out a certain amount of money out of IRAs because Uncle Sugar hasn't gotten his cut yet. So in this particular situation, when we're doing the mapping out of this, we first want to know if this is money that we are going to need to spend in the near future. The second thing that we're going to look at is what money, if not this money, what money are we going to be spending for now? And we're looking to get to that social security. We're going to want to do some planning based on that. We're going to look specifically at her medical issues as to why she can't work, because sometimes we've been in situations where we've helped make some introductions with attorneys that might give this person the opportunity to draw some kind of medical from Social Security disability. These are lots of things. There's so many moving parts. I would strongly encourage you, George, to sit down and talk to somebody specifically about your particular situation. But that's a really good question with a whole lot of layers to it.
We have a great question that's come in from White House. Helen wants to know, how much longer will this good run in the stock market last? Dan, what's your answer to that question?
Helen, if I had a crystal ball, my dear, I would be the only game in town, if you would say. I will tell you this. We are cautiously optimistic, but I'll also say that Warren Buffett has lots of really neat lines. And he says, be fearful when people are greedy and be greedy when people are fearful. And so you should look around out there and see how you think people are, and you should likely behave the opposite of most of them. So in a situation like this, this is a question that I get all the time. How much longer is the good run in the market going to last? And what I'm looking at is the longer haul. And I know the market's going to go up. And it's going to go down. And I know the investments that we're going to be in are going to be the very best ones we can find for every particular situation. And they will weather the storm well when things are not doing that well. And hopefully they'll do really, really well when things are doing well as they are right now. So if it's part of the grander plan, we don't have to spend as much energy focusing on what the market's doing today.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. We're on the request line portion of the show, and we have great questions that have come in from George and Mami, Helen in White House, and we have another question from Tom in Toledo in just a moment, but I wanted to break in with the phone number, 800-373-9715. That's your Financial Symphony number to get in touch with Dan DiVerna at Creative Financial Partners, 800-373-9715. Call that number, get on the calendar, and come in and have a conversation with Dan about your situation. And we're all different. There is no cookie-cutter solution to retirement planning. Everybody's situation is unique. That's why it's so important to come in for a conversation. 800-373-9715. One more question today. Dan from Tom in Toledo. Tom says, I'm constantly waffling between wanting to protect my money with safer investments and wanting to get as much growth as I can. Which should I do? And by the way, I'll be 60 years old next month.
Well, Tom, welcome to America. That is probably the most common thing that I have sitting in my office or when somebody bumps into me at the diner or anywhere that I'm out and about, that everybody's wanting to have the most aggressive portfolio they can have as long as things are going well and the most conservative portfolio that doesn't lose anything when things are not going well at all. And so I would tell you, as you get a little bit older, as you're getting closer to that 60 mark, people tend to move to be a little more conservative. They just don't feel like they need to hit home runs anymore. So I think what the bigger, grander scheme, and you hear this from me all the time, but is to have a plan. Because the first thing you should know is, if I do well, this is what happens. If I don't do well, this is what happens. But you need to have a target. I mean, nobody ever knows where they're going day to day unless they have a map and they know where they're trying to end up. So if you just, you know, pull your boat out into the harbor and just let the water take it where it wants to, like, who knows where you're going to end up? You want to have a plan. You want to keep your eye on the prize, and you have to establish what that prize is and what that agenda is. And once that's done, then you can map out and say, take into consideration so many other factors, so many other things to think about. You know, I think about one of my good clients, Al, who we went through that process, and Al was about 60 years old and so stressed out and worried about retiring because he didn't like his job at all. And then once he realized he could retire, he kept working for 4 more years because work was different and he didn't feel so bad about going to work because he knew he could quit anytime he wanted. He could tell them to stick it in their ear. So once he has established that, Al was a much happier guy, period. So going through that money map process made Al's life better. It made his job feel better. And frankly, it changed his whole perspective on everything. So if you'd like to have that kind of planning, if you'd like to have that kind of a roadmap, that money map process is probably going to fit you perfectly. And we would love to sit down and share all of our knowledge with you in that situation.
If you want to, if you're sitting out there today listening to the show and you'd like to go through the money map process at absolutely no obligation and no cost, and you'd like to come in and have a seat and just sit across from Dan and get to know him a little bit better and his outstanding team of folks at Creative Financial Partners, then I know that you want to call in. And Dan, what can these folks expect when they come in for the very first time and you first meet?
Well, usually we're sitting down, having a cup of coffee, and just getting to know each other a little bit first. Lots of times we won't even look at statements or discuss particulars about recommendations and things. We're really getting to know each other, making sure that it feels right, making sure that we're somewhat, you know, agreeable to having the same philosophies. And so it's shockingly casual is what people say. And they oftentimes say, boy, Dan, if I would have known it was this easy, I would have come and seen you a long time ago. And I like to think of it that way. I'm an extremely casual guy growing up out in Pemberville, Ohio. We're just not that fancy. And so many people I feel like in our line of work make this job out to be something way more fancy than it is, you know, the ivory tower type of an approach. And settled down here in Perrysburg, we feel like we're kind of the everyman's financial advisor. We've got clients that are worth tens of millions of dollars, And then we've got clients that are worth just a little bit. And we don't have a minimum. We just want to help people. That's what we're here for. And that's what I'm here for. And it's my privilege to be able to do that. And I think about that all the time. And I love the responsibility that I'm given. And I know that we are helping people every single day.
Yeah, that is fantastic, and I know you feel good about that. And you're going to meet a lot of people who are, they're going to call in at the end of the show today. And the number to call again is 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. That'll put you through to Dan DiVerna and Creative Financial Partners in Perrysburg. And, of course, wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, Dan can be your financial consultant. And as I mentioned before, he's got an outstanding team of wonderful folks behind him there. And can certainly help you in any and every aspect of your financial planning for your retirement. Get the Money Map process, 800-373-9715. The important thing is that you'll have a plan going forward and get ready for a stress-free retirement. Dan, it's been a real pleasure being with you on the show today, and I know you're going to hear from a lot of our folks listening out there today.
I'm excited about it.
Join us again next week for the next edition of the Financial Symphony with Dan DiVerna.